degrees. AM 1490, FM 105.5, WGCH, WGCH.com, anywhere. WGCH New Center Time, 821, and the third Thursday of each month devoted to the Greenwich Real Estate Report. Joining me on the line, Greenwich Association of Realtors Executive Vice President Stacy Lowe, 2021 GAR President John McAtee. Stacy, John, good morning to to both of you. Welcome. Hope you're both doing well.
Thank you, Tony.
Good morning, Tony.
All right. We'll let you lead off as usual. Stacy, tell us about some of the numbers for the month of September.
Sure. So September was another busy month. We had 80 single-family residential closings in September as compared to 118 in September 2020, so a slight decrease, but still way above years prior. So the September 2020 was a remarkable month, one of the highest we've seen on record in many recent years. The median sale price for single-family homes during September 2021 decreased slightly to $2.11 million. That's down from $2.15 million in September 2020. So not a big change there, but we are seeing a slight softening in prices from the high that we saw back in April when it was around $2.575 million. So that is, you know, potentially good news for buyers. The average days on market is 103 days. That is a decrease from 182 days in September 2020. So obviously things are still moving very quickly as we've been reporting the past few months. There were 23 condo and co-op closings during September 2021. That is up actually from September 2020 when there were 19 closings. And the median sale price for that cohort of the market was $700,000. That is up also from $595,000 the year prior. And average days on market for condos and co-ops was 170, and that it was a decrease from 227 in 2020. So, again, also very quick movement on the condo and co-op side of the market as well. And that brings us to our pending sales, which also remain very strong right now. We have 74 pending single-family homes as of close of business yesterday and 16 pending condo and co-op sales.
All right. And and tell me if you agree with this, that the numbers are going to as we move through the rest of this year, pale in comparison to 2020, I guess, right? So you need some perspective when looking at the numbers moving forward, Stacy?
Definitely. So the numbers for 2020, as we talked about, were remarkable. We had over 90 sales for every month of the last quarter of 2020. Typically, those sales are between, 35 to 40, or those months, the numbers in those months. So definitely remarkable numbers. It would be surprising if we hit those, but I don't think we're going to be as low as previous years either because the pending numbers are still so strong. So, somewhere in a midpoint of the high that we saw and then the average numbers that we typically see in normal years.
All right. And with the end of September comes the end of the third quarter. And John McAtee, I know you want to talk a bit about third quarter numbers.
Well, I think, you put it in the right context that comparing it to last September fourth quarter going into fall is really what we're seeing is a change in the cyclicality and the seasonality. But, again, we're coming off the heels of July and August, which brings third quarter numbers to a record quarter with 319 transactions. That's actually above the third quarter of 2020, which is very strong, with 311. And that puts us at a year-to-date of 832, and this really falls into the prediction of where we're going to be for the remainder of the year. At 832 transactions for the year, that's 43% higher than where we were last year, but just 3.5% below the year end of 2020, which was a record number. So again, we are on pace certainly to surpass that in short order, even with some slowdown in the fourth quarter. And and actually COSCOB and Riverside have both respectively surpassed their year-end numbers by 1.1 and 3.7% for the year. On the dollar volume front, again, comparing it to strong months, there was $228 million in September. That's down about 30% from last September, but the quarter was nearly $1 billion, $939 million. That is slightly behind what was the second quarter of 2021, which was a record $945 million. But year-to-date, we have done $2.475 billion, and we are actually 7.6% above where we were at the year-end of 2020. You talked about the median price, and again, not a record number, but third quarter, very, very solid and consistent with year-end, around $2.3 million. And we still have an incredible tight discount margin taking place between the percentage of sales received to listing price. And for the third quarter, very consistent with September, it's about a 0.5%. So people are achieving 99.5% of the asking price, where throughout all of 2020 was 95.5%. Mm-hmm. And then as far as square footage goes, you know, that's been a real indicator. And for the third quarter, the average or the median sale price per square foot was $625, and that's up about 15%.
John, you mentioned COSCOB and Riverside. I'm sorry, did I cut you off? You had something else to say?
No.
I was going to say, you mentioned COSCOB, Riverside. Are those the two hot markets this past quarter?
Well, they are certainly very hot. I mean, COSCOB is outperformed for the third quarter. It's been up 39% in terms of sales volume for the quarter. And actually, for the year, it is outperforming the rest of the markets, up 57%. Riverside is very strong with their third quarter numbers in both sales and price per square foot. As far as the hottest and most expensive area of town per square foot, that still remains Old Greenwich, where there's some numbers for the quarter at $697 a square foot and almost $725 a square foot year to date.
Mm-hmm. Stacey, I want to get back to you about a meeting that took place on Monday with the town of with the town's Planning and Zoning Commission. You had a discussion with them about the market the Greenwich Realtors did with the affordable housing and housing market. Tell us about that meeting.
Yeah, so we were excited to be working with PNZ to help give them some insight into the market and what it looks like. PNZ and the town of Greenwich is tasked now, along with the rest of the towns in the state of Connecticut, to submit an affordable housing plan every 5 years. So we will be providing them with some market data to help them understand exactly what's going on in the market. Obviously, as we've talked about, we know we have very high prices in our area. So making sure that we have affordable housing opportunities in our community is very important. And so that's one thing that will definitely be working more on. It's a good initiative for our members to be involved in, given that they're so closely, they work so closely with residents and potential residents, and we want to make sure that we are promoting all types of housing in the area.
All right, fantastic. That's Stacey Lowe, Greenwich Association of Realtors Executive Vice President, John McAtee, 2021 GAR President. Stacey, John, always good to talk to you. We'll talk next month, see how the month of October does.
Thank you, Tony.
Okay, take care. WGCH Newsletter time is 8:30. Let's get to traffic and weather together. Bottom of the